So hello, my name is Andrew Cox, and I'm in Mrs. Satella's second period class in English 1010. For my podcast assignment, I was thinking about talking about something that's very close to me, and a type of food that I'm very passionate about, and that would be German food. So I was fortunate enough last year to be an exchange student in Germany, and one thing I really loved about the culture in Germany was the food they had. There's such a large variety of things and so many things that are just, you know, you never find here, and then so many things you do find here that have, you know, come across the sea, and they're awesome recipes, every single one of them. So I just thought I'd talk about a few of them. The first one I wanted to talk about is called Apfelsinenschnitten, which, if you translate it, means literally orange slices. So what's in the Apfelsinenschnitten includes, what happens is all the ingredients are put together, which is like butter and sugar and flour and baking powder, and that makes your bottom layer of cookie. And what happens is all of the orange tasting stuff I've had in the past, I've had almonds put into it, I've had a bunch of sugars, I've had chopped up almonds actually put into it. And that's all put in the middle layer, and then it's covered with another cookie layer. And it's got this really strong orange flavor. I've had orange juice put into it, and oranges squeezed and pulped and put into it. And it gives it this awesome texture. So once you've cooked it, it's got this nice, dry, crunchy outside with this very juicy inside. And just taking a bite of it is, oh, it's so great. And the slices of the Apfelsinenschnitten can be cut to be fancy looking, and what happens is you'll cut it like straight across one way, and then you'll go diagonal the other way. It gives it this nice diamond shape, is how it's traditionally done. And they're just a great type of cookie. They're, I would assume, like the precursor to an Oreo is how they look. Another great recipe I love, this one's probably my favorite, is called Spätzle. And the idea behind it is to be dumplings or a pasta. And what happens with it is the pasta's made with eggs, which is not traditionally done with other sort of pastas or noodles. So they're all put together, eggs, flour, salt, and all that business, all the good stuff to make a typical pasta. Then they are grated or made into noodles. I've seen them done both ways. So they can be a noodle or just tiny little, you know, shreds. And then they're sautéed and put in butter. And what I like about these is just they got a sort of nostalgic feel to them. And they have this really comforting feeling. They remind you of the typical noodles, but they also got the exotic German cuisine in them. So they're very liquidy and wet sort of food. Just all around good. And they can have bacon added to them. They can have a bunch of spices added to them. They're a type of noodle that, you know, is probably my favorite out there. I think probably the first experience I had with these noodles was with my family about 3 or 4 years ago. And we decided as a family to make these noodles. So we made them. And I just remember taking that first bite, I thought, I'm never eating any other noodle again. This is way too good to be true. I devoured probably half the pan and left not very much for my family, because I was just in love with these. So if you've never tried them, or you've never made them, go out and try them, because it's a wonderful experience. You can find plenty of recipes online, and it's not too hard to make. I remember also when I was in Germany, we would sometimes pour cheese on our Spätzle. We would melt this cheese, all types of cheese, Gouda, Munster, all the good stuff, and we'd just pour it on the Spätzle if you wanted. We also had lentils with them. Those were very good. I talk about these two products because they both relate to what I think was something I had more often than anything else while I was in Germany. And it's called Maultaschen, which translates directly to snout pockets. So they were called snout pockets, which I think the name is a bit, you know, it leads you astray. I think it means by that there are these pockets of food, which is what they literally look like, is pockets of food. And then the snout part is because you'll just go at them and devour them like a snout. So I talked about the other two recipes because Apfelsinenschnitten, the orange slices and the Spätzle are both kind of related to them in that the dough made for the Maultaschen usually has eggs in it, and then also that it's the filling on the inside is going to be covered by two different doughs, one on top, one on bottom. What happens with the Maultaschen is it's a southern German recipe, which is where I was southern Germany. So I got to experience, you know, tons of southern German recipes, which are just so good. And Maultaschen is probably specific to the area I was in, the southwestern part of Germany near Stuttgart. And Maultaschen begins with a dough. It's similar to the Spätzle dough because it's got eggs in it. And then the filling on the inside is full of meat, vegetables, spinach, onions, eggs as well. There's also some dried bread, kind of like what we do with our meatloaf. There's spices put into it, just all this awesome stuff. And it's rolled up to kind of like a, I can't think of the word right now, but a roll that you've rolled it on up, and it's got multiple swirls around it, croissant. It's like a croissant. It looks a bit like that. And then it's cut up into even slices. And then once they've been cut up like that, they're cooked, and after that you just go and enjoy them. So Maultaschen is reminiscent of ravioli, and so it's like if you've ever had ravioli, you'll probably have had, you know, it's the exact same thing as Maultaschen. The one thing missing, though, is probably the amount of egg in the noodle, and also that there's no sauce that usually goes along with it. I've had it in sauces before, but it's typically had without sauce. So yes, these were just a few of my favorite recipes in the German cuisine. And if you ever get a chance, go to Germany, because the food there is just so great. The food I had included schnitzel, and there was Apfelstrudel. There was all kinds of just great stuff. And if you ever want something new, just try German cooking, because it's not something you'll think about typically. You'll usually think of French cuisine or Italian cuisine. But you don't think of German cuisine really quickly, and I'm just in love with it. There's all kinds of good stuff. And maybe a lot of the recipes you have are actually just German foods, but you never realized they were German. One recipe I had also was potatoes that had been fried. So the potatoes had been put into a pancake sort of shape, they'd been breaded, and then they'd been fried. And that's another thing they have in Germany that I just love. So there's all sorts of great foods out there that are German, and if you want to try them, go ahead, please. It would make me happy, and I'm pretty sure it'd make yourself even happier.